Chapter 6, Reunion.
Liz opened her eyes. A lamp was hanging from the ceiling, a dream catcher attached to it. She had hated that thing, but looking at it now, it resembled something beautiful.
What did I dream of? I just can't remember.
Suddenly, the door to her room burst open. Inside stormed her parents, her grandma, and someone else too, who she felt like she knew. Someone, although she had never seen him.
Happy birthday, sweet 16!
Her family yelled at her, throwing themselves on their bed. While the man she didn't know just stood there and watched, playing with a silver ring on his finger. She giggled.
Thank you, I love you all, but I thought you won't come until later today. Didn't you tell me that yesterday?
Yes, we will have to get going soon, but we didn't want to leave without saying goodbye.
Mom explained, her eyes tearing up.
I'm so proud of you. Look at you. You're all grown up now.
Her dad gave her a hug.
Oh, by the way, I noticed that you seem to want a car since some time now. We would have really wanted to gift you one, but you know, we just can't afford.
It's fine, Dad. It's not that important. And also, I'm happy enough with the purple dress.
Her parents looked at her astonished.
All right then, my daughter.
Her dad smiled at her.
We got to get going now, but we will be there at the party later at night. Have a nice day at school.
Her mother added.
Yep, bye.
Liz replied happily. Her parents left the room, leaving her alone with her grandma. The man in the corner was still watching too.
Oh, what's that?
Liz asked her, pointing at the necklace around her grandma's neck.
I've never seen this before, but it's really beautiful.
Her grandma smiled at her.
It's a family heirloom. One day you will inherit it from me. It's been passed down every second generation, you know.
And who, is he, if I might ask?
Liz nodded towards the stranger.
Oh, that's Chinevsky. He's my new boyfriend. It was about the time to find someone again.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. It really was about time to leave the past behind, Grandma. It's great that you finally found your love.
Chavinsky smiled at her.
I think I should leave you both alone for a bit.
With these words, he closed the door behind him. Her grandma looked her deep into the eyes.
Elizabeth, your heart, it's of pure gold. Never lose it, will you?
She pointed at her chest.
Yeah, sure.
Liz replied a bit confused at the randomness of the statement. Alice stood up.
Sadly, I won't be able to come to your party today. My old ears just can't stand so much noise. You know, I'm sorry.
Liz giggled.
Just admit that you want to spend time with this Chinevsky guy. It's fine. Don't worry. We'll see each other tomorrow then.
Her grandma turned around, opening the door.
Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. You know Julius, the guy who you always talk about, how he's annoying you? You should really talk to him seriously one day. Maybe even invite him to your party tonight. I have a strong feeling you will understand each other pretty well.
I don't know, but if you say so, I'll think about it.
Her grandma looked at her one last time before she shut the door.
Happy birthday, Elizabeth.